Not easier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Weekend protests. President returns. I'm Elliot Francis. It was a weekend full of demonstrations and memorials as the country tried to cope with last week's violent events. Correspondent Kim Hutchinson reports.
Prayer vigils and protests as the nation comes to terms with the deaths of two African-American men shot and killed by police and the mass shooting of police officers in Dallas. A memorial and town hall hosted by Minister T.D. Jakes honored both Alton Sterling and Philando Castile and the five police officers who died in Texas. Speakers emphasized the need for collective solutions.
We can't get rid of cops. And cops can't get rid of the community. They wouldn't have a job. So we have to start with the ending first of how do we get there.
I'm Kip Hutcherson.
The president is back in the U.S. after cutting short his overseas trip to Spain. Mr. Obama will attend a memorial service for the five Dallas police officers killed last week. I'm Elliot Francis. A new law in California designed to eliminate racial profiling has gone into effect with the swearing-in of a new racial profiling advisory board. Correspondent Jim Roop reports.
The new board is the result of AB 953, the Racial and Identity Profiling Act. It will collect real data and work to determine how much racial profiling is actually going on in California and then work to stop it.
There is not a black man I know who has not been the subject of profiling or an unreasonable or unfair stop.
California Attorney General Kamala Harris, normally stoic, quite emotional during the swearing-in of the 18-member Racial Profiling Advisory Board as it took place hours after the Dallas ambush. This law goes one step further than similar laws in other states in that it includes both traffic and pedestrian stops. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Testimony resumes today in the case of Lieutenant Brian Rice, the fourth police officer to stand trial in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray. So far, prosecutors have presented much of the same evidence that led to two acquittals and a hung jury in three previous trials. I'm Elliot Frank.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Hundreds gathered in Washington yesterday and last evening to rally for peace and push for change after the shooting deaths of two black men by police last week.
When we say Black Lives Matter, we don't mean Black Lives Matter only. We don't mean Black Lives Matter exclusively. We mean Black Lives Matter equally. And that's what we deserve.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
We have a problem with admitting that we have racism in America.
The rallies remained peaceful as police officers stood by on the sidelines. A memorial in Clarendon honoring residents who died in World War I may be getting a new plaque before an upcoming centennial commemoration of the war.
The problem is the way the 13 names are displayed on the plaque.
They separate soldiers by color. So it says whoever the white soldiers were and black soldiers. In parentheses, it says color.
Karen Nightingale with the Arlington chapter of the NAACP says they want that plaque replaced with a new one that doesn't indicate the race of the service members. But that may not be possible.
Because not sure if you can actually remove a plaque once those memorials are up.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It is year 17 for the Montgomery County Schools drive for supplies.
88 tons of school supplies have been given out over those 17 years, says Montgomery County School spokesman Boyende Onishala.
Every year it's thousands of pounds of supplies that we're giving out to families and nonprofits that are seeking to collect supplies for students in need.
They hope students have cleaned out their backpacks by this point in the summer and they can take any unused or lightly used supplies to Wooten High School today.
If there are any supplies that are left over or supplies that come in later on in the summer, we're sending them out to organizations that have reached out to us that are in need.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,147, the NASDAQ at 49,57. Sports, the Nationals head into the All-Star break on a winning note, beating the Mets again. The O's also win, beating the Angels. WNBA, the Mystics lose in L.A. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right, for a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Virginia, nice and quiet in Maryland. Just keep alert if you're coming from College Park heading toward 270 on that outer loop right near the exit for University Boulevard. That's where we had some overnight road work. Still some crews and activity out there and out and about. 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway looking good. In Aspen Hill, Belpre Road, if you're heading toward Georgia Avenue, that's where we had accident activity, so do watch for police to direct through that area. No problems to report. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. That looks good for everyone. On Virginia, 95 and 395 out of Stafford to and across the 14th Street Bridge, currently with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should be a good drive in, good drive home, as lots of sunshine is going to dominate our forecast seasonable temperatures, which means we'll be where we should be. And that's about 89 with an east-northeasterly breeze. 70 tonight, showers late tomorrow, maybe a thunder shower, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Stafford, 61 in Bowie, 73 degrees in Washington. The first draft of the GOP convention platform is out. See the changes at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're so glad you're up. We're so glad you're with us here this morning. Brian Wilson in the house after a week off. Did anything happen while I was gone?
Can you not leave again, Brian? There's too many things going on.
I leave town for a few days and the world goes to
That's
hell.
Right. Come on.
Joining me, as you may have heard, is Mercedes Schlapp. You can't look up on Fox News right now without seeing Mercedes Schlapp. Larry O'Connor taking a couple of days off to be with his family. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DiGenova will join us to talk about, Hillary and other stuff. 7:35, John Lott. We hear an awful lot about police-involved shootings, but what do the statistics show us about all that? And at 8:05, Lanny Davis, former White House counsel during the Clinton administration, will join us. As I mentioned, Mercedes Schlapp at house today. I'm Brian Wilson, and it's time to get started. And here's our first question for you this morning. Do you have a problem with the fact that the Dallas Police Department used a bomb and a robot to take out the Dallas shooter? I raise this because there are a lot of people who are saying, I'm not so sure this was the right tactic. I'm having a little heartburn. I'm feeling like we shouldn't perhaps have done that, to use a robot and a bomb to take out a guy who was shooting police officers. Seriously, they're having this conversation. I'd like to know what you think about it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. This time of morning, we often know a lot of people in the military are with us, getting up and moving around, going to work at the Pentagon and other places. A lot of police officers, first responders, are up and around and listening to this program. I would love, especially for them, to weigh in this morning about whether they think this is a good and valid tactic for police to use. It is the first time, we have been told, that these police robots have been used in such a manner. And the police chief, David Brown, there in Dallas, who I think has done an exemplary job, was asked about this, and he's getting a lot of questions in the police department, getting a lot of blowback about it. What do you think about it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's David Brown talking about that earlier this week.
Probably a 15-minute plan they put together to improvise our robot with a device to detonate behind the corner within a few feet of where he was that would take him out. And I approved it, and I'll do it again if presented with the same circumstances.
He continued.
He had negotiated with him for about 2 hours. And he just basically lying to us, playing games, laughing at us, singing, asking how many did he get, and that he wanted to kill some more, and that there were bombs there. So there was no progress on the negotiation.
And finally,
he was in a position such that they could not see him. He was secreted behind a brick corner. And the only way to either get a sniper shot to end his trying to kill us would be to expose officers to grave danger.
Well, there's his explanation of why they did it and how it all came to be decided. Apparently, sort of an improvised decision about how to go about
this. And a quick decision, yeah, too. He had to make it on the spot.
Well, you had to make it on the spot.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm sort of surprised that people are raising concerns about this. I mean, look, what's the difference between blowing the guy up or going in there with an assault team and putting officers at risk if ultimately the end result is the same, the guy's going to die?
Well, and it's smart technology, Brian. I mean, at the end, you know, I think for Officer Brian, it was a matter of saving lives. And it's like he was determined, the gunman was determined to kill more officers. That was his goal. They had to take him out. I wouldn't have even negotiated with the guy for 2 hours. Once you kill that police officer, you're done.
Yeah, well, and so that's it. And I'm surprised a lot of people, you read Facebook and you listen to other reporters who have been covering this, and they seem to, you know, be questioning whether or not this was a valid police tactic. Apparently, as I understand it, it is a military tactic, and that they have used this, for example, in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places,
right,
where they need to take out a bad guy without putting people at risk. But it had never been done in the United States by a police organization. So a military tactic being applied in a police situation, do you have any discomfort with this process? What do you think about these people who are suggesting that they perhaps should not have done that? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let's start with Bob in Alexandria. Bob, good morning. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Mercedes Schlapp is in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mercedes. Hey, this is a valid tactic, and we've been using this in law enforcement for many years. I mean, remember our Texas Ranger there, a tactic there to go ahead and take care of Bonnie and Clyde, and then the tactics that Melvin Purvis used to deal with John Dellinger, they were very similar. We're not going to go ahead and put the public safety and our officer safety in jeopardy there with incidents like this. This individual went ahead and bought the punishment that he earned by his actions in cowardly murdering those police officers.
All right, Bob, thank you for that. I appreciate your call. You know, a lot of people have said, apparently what bothers them is the robot. They call it a robot. You know, let's be honest about it. It's not really a robot in the classic sense of the word. It's not an autonomous functioning device that goes on its own. It is basically an extension of the police officer, a remote control device that is controlled by a human being, but it's an extension of that human being.
Right, and I think the key is to mention that it was Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings who came out and said that this device is used only as last resort. So the fact is the way the gunman was positioning himself, it was very difficult for these officers to basically shoot him. So the robot was really the only way to go at that point.
All right, let's go to Ben in Winchester. Ben, you're up next with Brian and Mercedes this morning.
Hey, good morning. Other than the due process issues, which I do hear their argument on, my question is like, what data did the Dallas Police Department obtain to show that he didn't have a hostage and there was a potential with a bomb as opposed to a bullet, which is a bit more discriminating in taking out such, you know, a hostage? Like, there's that old expression.
Well,
you know, clothes only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Well,
I think I can answer that question. I mean, I'm no expert on this, but I mean, the robots have cameras, so they could see what was going on.
And you could see the video. I remember watching on television. You could see they had the video, whoever was taking the video at the time, which you would see the gunman positioning himself behind these columns of buildings. So it didn't look like he had a hostage.
No.
Also, they were in negotiations with the officers, were in negotiations with the gunman. I would have assumed that there would have been some sort of mention of a hostage.
Well, if they got the robot close enough to have communication with them, that's how they got close enough to actually detonate the device. And it would seem to me that if they got that close, they had cameras, they could see what was going on there, even though they didn't want to put the officers at risk. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go. We're going to have Chris in Woodbridge. You're on with Brian and Mercedes. What's your thought about all this?
Well, good morning, Mercedes. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I would have called in an airstrike if it wasn't for collateral damage. I don't care how we took this guy out.
But interesting you talk about the airstrike. They're saying, well, is the next move from these killer robots the drone strikes? Mm. We hear this happening, you know, obviously in other countries where the U.S. goes in and has these drone strikes. I mean, is that something that we could see here in the U.S. in the future?
I don't know. I mean, it seems hard to imagine that, really.
Well, whoever ever thought you would have had a killer robot?
Who
don't know. I mean, we're living in these precarious times where we don't know with these terrorist type of activities that are occurring, what's the best way to manage it. And that obviously you cannot, Brian, negotiate with a terrorist.
Well, we're going to take more of your calls on this. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Some people say they're a little concerned about the use of this police robot to carry out the assassination or the murder, well, I guess the killing of the shooter who had killed five police officers. How do you feel about that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 5:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, let's start here. Positive news for everybody. Looks good each direction between Frederick, Germantown, Rockville, and the Beltway. Not seeing any troubles getting into Frederick. We do have a crash on I-70 after 40, but it's mostly over to the shoulder. See a bit of activity there. You're going to be slow, but again, looks like they're trying to confine everything to the shoulder, getting in toward Frederick on 70 east. On 66 and the ride in from the west, not a problem. Looks good out of Gainesville through Centerville, not just to the Beltway, but through Falls Church into the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. 95, 395 quiet in the district. Not too much to talk about. Looks good to Aspen Hill on Belpre Road near Georgia Avenue. Accident activity had been in the eastbound direction before Georgia Avenue. Looks like that's just about cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be a lovely day today. A lot of sunshine, a high of 89. Tonight, down around 70. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain, a high of 88. Let's look down the rest of the week. Wednesday, in the upper 80s. Thursday, in the mid-90s. Friday, looks like a really nice day. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Probably a 15-minute plan they put together to improvise our robot with a device to detonate behind the corner within a few feet of where he was that would take him out. And I approved it, and I'll do it again if presented with the same circumstances.
That's the Dallas police chief saying it wasn't hard for him to make that decision. But let me read to you from the New York Times. The decision to deliver a bomb by robot stunned some current and former law enforcement officials who said they believed the new tactic blurred the line between policing and warfare. They said it might have been an excessive use of force and it set a precedent, adding that they were concerned other departments across the country would begin using the same tactics. The further we remove the officer from the use of force and the consequences that come with it, the easier it becomes to use that tactic, said Rick Nelson, a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a former counterterrorism official. It's what we have done with drones in drone warfare, as you pointed out. Yeah, there we go. So what do you think? I mean, the little blowback on this decision. How do you feel about it? Let's go to Sherman in Bowling Green. You're on with Brian and Mercedes this morning.
Good morning, Brian, Mercedes. Thank you for taking my call. I totally agree with having to take the guy out. He had to go. But using an improvised explosive device, I think that they put the public at risk in transporting, storing such devices, and how did they even get it? Who had the certification for them to acquire such a device?
Well, as I understand it, they often use these robots to blow up what they believe are explosive devices. If they can't somehow contain them, what they do is they send the robot out with a charge. And the charge is designed to blow up near the explosive. And if it's if it is an explosive, like a bomb or a pipe bomb or something like that, it will then explode.
Right.
And you do it from a safe distance, and it's one way to dispose of a bomb. And so they basically just use that same technology, in this case, to dispose of a man who had killed five police officers.
Right. And I think that what David Brown had mentioned was the fact that they were at a point that they would have exposed the officers to grave danger. So there was really no other option, Brian. I mean, it was use a robot or this guy can continue to kill off individuals. I think it looked like the gunman was far enough from where the public was to try to take him out. I mean, I don't think there wasn't a choice at that point. Really wasn't.
Joe in D.C., you're up next with Brian and Mercedes.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. What do you think?
Okay, so they did a search warrant on his house, correct?
They found
bomb-making material.
They did.
They were very afraid that the garage contained explosives. Now, if you send a SWAT team in and he sucks all these first responders in, then he's going to have his way and he's going to detonate possibly the garage and kill the SWAT team that goes in after him.
That's a very good point, Joe, because
law enforcement is changing, okay? Police officers on the street, first responders, to include the fire department, ambulances, and everything else are starting to realize that there are big changes in law enforcement. Now, whether you agree with it, disagree with it, I think the chief took a big chance and made a big decision. You terrorizing downtown Dallas, mm-hmm. You have 12 police officers shot, 5 are killed. At what point do you as a law enforcement society take control and use the resources that you have to take out the threat? Innocent people are dying. When does it stop? You have to send a message. If this is what you're going to do, this is what we're going to do. If there is a chance that we can use tactics to take them out without using such deadly force, I'm sure that was looked at and it was thought about.
Well, I think you make a very good point there, Joe, because, look, one of the things you mentioned up front was that he had already said there are other bombs. If you do draw police officers in for an assault on his location, and there were other bombs...
Sounds like a war zone.
Yeah.
It sounds like a war zone. You've got to take action.
That was something they had to figure into the equation of whether or not to use this technology. More of your call straight ahead, 522.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
All right, summer vacation season is on us. Is your home protected while you're away? And let me ask you a question about that home security monitoring service that you may already have. How much are you paying? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? That's too much. You're paying too much. You need to stop that. Call Ackerman Security Services, and you'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at $19.95 a month. Ackerman will switch your existing service for free so you can start saving immediately. And backed by popular demand, the best offer you ever get from the folks at Ackerman, switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st. By the end of this month, you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. And boy, they've got the bells and the whistles and the technology. So you can see what's going on at your home by looking at your smartphone or your tablet. And it's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security, protect your home and family, and make the switch by July 31st. Get up to 6 months. I said 6 months of monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit Ackerman Security.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. See us for saving details, limited time offer.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday morning, we can do this with ease, pretty much coming in from the west so far on 66. No problems off the Greenway out of Ashburn, through the toll road, Herndon and Reston, Route 7 out of Leesburg. Good, nice and quiet. Now for 95, I am seeing some of the volume starting to form, pushing out of Stafford toward Aquia, Dale City into Woodbridge. 395 still, a wide open ride, leaving the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges in the town looking good. 270 quiet. If you're trying to get to 270 on I-70 eastbound, you have a crash after Route 40 in the Myersville area. Most of that confined to the shoulder. Nonetheless, though, we are slow on 70 east through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain risk is zero today as we kick off the new work week with a little north-northeasterly breeze, a few clouds, otherwise lots of sunshine and numbers in the upper part of the 80s. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigicon, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 526 on WMAL. A police department in Dallas getting blowback in some quarters for using a bomb to blow up the shooting suspect. Do you think it was a good tactic to use, or is it a little too militaristic for you, as some have said? 888-630-9625. How about Eric listening on WMAL.com from South Dakota? Hello, Eric.
Hello. I highly disagree, because anybody with half a brain would have known, listening to the cadence of the shots, knows that guy's military. I think it was a police department that got butt hurt, personally, because they had an agenda to get rid of this guy. I don't know how many times there's been police pursuits that we've seen on TV, and people get waited out when they barricade themselves in the house. And here we have a police department that just wants to kill the guy.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I think they felt like the guy was a continuing threat.
Oh, yes. I think the concern was that he was going to kill more officers, and that's why Brown, the chief police, just made that decision. Well, I think it was his last resort.
Interesting discussion, and I'm sort of surprised we're having it, but it may be something we hear more about in the days ahead. We'll stay on it. 528.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours. and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Remember that Chewbacca mom, you know, that had everybody laughing? Though, by the way, she laughed. Well, she's gone viral again, and you're just going to love it. We'll share it with you coming up in just a moment. 5:30 on the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New details this morning about the man who gunned down five Dallas police officers last week. Dallas Police Chief David Brown now says Micah Johnson had been practicing his attack for months and may have had an even bigger, deadlier assault plan.
The chief says that after the shooting erupted, his officers started following Micah Johnson inside the El Centro College building. At one point, following him through a stairwell before he was cornered inside the second floor of a building there, leading to that multi-hour standoff. The chief says that Johnson wrote in on the ground or on a wall with his own blood the initials RB, and investigators are still trying to figure out what that is a reference to. They haven't figured that out yet.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Before leaving Spain last night, President Obama condemned attacks on police officers as a disservice to the cause of criminal justice reform.
Even rhetorically, if we paint police in broad brush without recognizing that the vast majority of police officers are doing a really good job and are trying to protect people and do so fairly and without racial bias. If our rhetoric does not recognize that, then we're going to lose allies in the reform cause.
And the president said any violence directed at police officers is, quote, a reprehensible crime and needs to be prosecuted. In Baton Rouge, authorities made more than 160 arrests during a long, hot weekend of protests over killings of black men by police. And for the first time since a new state law took effect in Virginia earlier this month, state police over the weekend were providing voluntary background checks for gun sales between private parties at a gun show in Richmond. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,147, the Nasdaq at 49,57. Sports, the Nats take 3 out of 4 from the Mets with a victory yesterday. The O's beat Tim Lincecum and the Angels. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail.
Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a pretty good start to our Monday morning commute. Let's get you in from the west. Route 7 if you're coming out of Leesburg. Greenway, Toll Road, no problems on 50 through Chantilly. 66 into Centerville and Fair Oaks. Seeing a little bit of the volume just on the increase, but nothing along the way. Now the outer loop of the Beltway, leaving 66 and heading southbound outer loop near 50, had minor crash quickly on the shoulder on the northbound side of 95 and through Stafford and Aquia. Woodbridge just with volume. Heading in through town, 295 looking good, still out of Chevrolet off of both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. No delays currently to the Wilson Bridge. Topside was still moving along through Silver Spring. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the week as we'll continue to see sunshine dominant, clear sky with a few high clouds, 89 today. Tonight down near 70. Tuesday, partly cloudy early. Then increasing clouds or late day showers, maybe a thunderstorm. 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Stafford, 61 in Bowie, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, we hear an awful lot about police-involved shootings. What do the statistics actually show us? John Lott will join us. He's a man who's crunched the numbers. And then at 8:05, Lanny Davis, former Clinton White House counsel, will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking some time off to be with family. We're joined and very happy to be joined by Mercedes Schlapp. You see her all the time on Fox News. Mercedes, good morning to you.
Good morning. Grab your coffee and let's get going.
That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Here, listen.
Remember this woman? It still makes you laugh when you hear her. By the way, her name is Candace Payne. She's become known as the Chewbacca Mom because of this video that she put out that just went viral, seen by millions around the world, of her in her car putting on a Chewbacca mask and just amusing herself beyond belief and just laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and having such a good time. Well, we thought, well, you know, you have your little moment in the sun. And you know, in the internet world, and you have your 15 minutes of fame, and then, you know, generally that's the last we ever hear from anybody. Turns out we're going to be hearing an awful lot from Candace Payne, I think, in the days ahead. For one thing, we find out that she didn't just have an infectious laugh and a great sense of humor, but she also apparently has a pretty good singing voice, Mercedes. She made an appearance at the Houston Astros game, and listened to her sing the national anthem. Here's just the tail end of it. And the crowd
just went crazy. What a voice, huh?
I know. She's amazing. She lives 30 miles from Dallas, so she came across and started to... She ended up posting this Make the World a Better Place.
Yeah, this is the interesting thing, is that now apparently she has a video where she redoes the Michael Jackson song called Heal the World, and it's actually quite good. Here's a little bit of Candace Payne singing the Michael Jackson song Heal the World.
Heal the world.
So what do you think? I mean, I think this woman, I think we're going to hear a lot.
Well, I love these stories of the, you know, everyday stay-at-home mom being able to become just this ray of light, this ray of sunshine for those out there. And she said on the Facebook post, she said, "I've been spreading joy and I've been hoping to do that, but I found myself over the last couple of days being silent because I've been so sad and so hurt by what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous to share this with you because it's so gullible, but I feel like someone needs to sing these lyrics again and seeing them all over the world and just be a good reminder." And I think it's just so telling of the Chewbacca mom, too. In moments of joy, she's able to celebrate, but then also in moments of pain, she's able to deliver such a beautiful song for those people who lost their lives in Dallas.
You know, this has been an especially hard story for me to watch and to think about, because I actually have friends that I went to high school with who serve on the Dallas Police Force. And it's my home state of Texas. And it's so painful to see what has gone on there and to see how the community has come together. One thing I know about people in Texas, I witnessed this also in Oklahoma after the Oklahoma bombings at the Murrah building there, is that a community can come together and can actually, as sad as this is and as tragic as it is, they can actually come together and become a stronger community afterwards. And I think that was true in Oklahoma City, where it brought the community together in a supportive way, one supporting each other. There wasn't anybody in that town who didn't know someone who died in the Murrah building bombing. And the same, I think, will happen in Dallas. I'm glad we're having these memorial services and we have time to think about it. And it's going to be interesting to see how that all unfolds. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, but the president is going. Former President Bush is going to be there Tuesday for the memorial service. And it's a time of healing for that community. And although it looks bleak and it's sad and it's a very tragic thing that has happened, I think ultimately Dallas will come away a stronger community.
Well, and I have to say that Dallas Police Chief David Brown, he has been such a national leader in this issue and been able to say, look, we're hurting and we need to not be divided. The citizens need to come together. This is not just the citizens being separated from the police, but, you know, the police officers need support. And also addressing the bigger issues of community policing, as well as what Black Lives Matter and that issue as well, which we know has become a big issue in around the country.
And the Chewbacca mom doing her part.
That's right.
For you and for me and the entire human race, there are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise in and around the Hawaiian Islands in Southern California involved 26 nations, 45 ships, 5 submarines, more than 200 aircraft, and 25,000 personnel. Nations involved in the exercise practice joint and combined operations that translate to real-world scenarios as part of the world's largest international maritime exercise. Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years.
It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is now 5:44 on WMAL. Let's see if we can get our traffic report just a hair early. Let's see if Jamie Witten is standing by in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hello, Jamie.
Absolutely. Good morning. And it is a good morning out on the roads. No problems. Let's go Maryland. 95 coming south past 32, past the ICC and down to the Beltway. I've been checking you out there on the traffic cameras. 29 out of Columbia, down through White Oak and the Beltway, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway. Good. Now, we are starting to see some of the volume building, DC 295. See the backups beginning right near Burroughs Avenue to get you down toward East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. DDOT says, nope, not working anything. Looks like the volume through that stretch, so we'll watch you there. Wilson Bridge, great time to get going without any delay. 395 is wide open for 95 Virginia, in through Stafford and Aquia, in through Woodbridge with the stop and go. 66 starts to pick up a little bit of that volume. We're moving, but sluggish, heading in through the Centerville area. Still looking at delays for I-70 commuters. Had the crash involving the tractor trailer. Crews tell me that's on the shoulder. We may have a minor incident in the backups, but I-70 east heading in toward Myersville. Slowdowns after Route 40 with the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should be a good drive in, good drive home, as lots of sunshine is going to dominate our forecast seasonable temperatures, which means we'll be where we should be. And that's about 89 with an east-northeasterly breeze. 70 tonight, showers late tomorrow, maybe a thunder shower, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
One little thing, a little follow-up from all of the stuff that happened last week while I was gone. We're going to talk about this in greater detail in the next hour because I haven't had the opportunity to weigh in on the Clinton email story and the decision
that
not to bring
Brian Jay. Wants to vent.
I need
people.
To. I need
he
to
needs
get,
to vent. Let I, him have his moment. And
I'll need to get a few things off my chest.
Next time, don't take a vacation.
Well,
Brian.
I know. I guess I just can't do that anymore. But one thing that is still unresolved is whether or not there will be a congressional referral. As you remember, this came up during the meeting between James Comey, director of the FBI, and Jason Chaffetz's oversight committee. He said, look, did you think about bringing some charges for some things that she said to Congress under oath?
Did the FBI investigate her statements under oath on this topic?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think there's been a referral from Congress.
Do you need a referral from Congress to investigate her statements under oath?
Sure do.
You'll have one. You'll have one in the next few hours.
Well, that's what Jason Chaffetz said, by the way, chairman of that committee, a Republican from Utah. But it didn't come in a few hours. And in fact, we are told that they are now reviewing 100 transcripts of witness testimony before the House Select Committee to Benghazi to find out whether such a referral would be appropriate. According to Chairman Trey Gowdy, they have not yet submitted a referral to the FBI, but it seems that one will be coming. I'm a little surprised that the FBI director and the FBI did not look at the statements that Hillary Clinton made under oath to Congress as part of their probe. That's first thing. Second of all, you don't need a referral. If you read something in the newspaper and you know it's wrong, that's enough to start an investigation. It seems it should have been folded into this investigation, and it clearly was not.
I have to say that really the moment in the hearing was when Trey Gowdy was asking those questions to FBI Director Comey, where Comey was forced to basically say that she made false statements time and time again. And so there really is a case. And Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, said the fact pattern presented by Comey makes it clear that Secretary Clinton violated the law. And I think that it does bring to light the fact that Congress, I think, needs to take the next step, Brian. I mean, is she going to be get off the hook again? And it was time and time. You compare what she said about her not sending or receiving classified information to then all of a sudden that's what she told Congress, to the fact that FBI Comey said that, yes, it was over 110 emails that were classified. It was all these statements. They said that Clinton said that they did not send work-related emails over. They sent them all over to the FBI, but then the FBI discovered that there were several thousand more emails that were that they looked into and discovered. I mean, it is just a lie time and time again, and that should not be accepted by our leaders.
Well, the end result here may be that they will make a referral to the FBI. Will the FBI have the appetite to go forward with it, or will they decide not to, as they did in this other case? Look, I have many things I want to say. I want to sort of hold my fire here for a moment, because at 6:35, because I wasn't here last week, because I've covered this story from the very beginning, I just have a few things I need to say about this. But I would not be surprised if that referral goes through pretty quickly. And I'm also interested to know what the IG at the State Department is going to do now that they've reopened the case there following the closing of the Justice Department probe. They've reopened their investigation. One of the things I want to know is Hillary going to be stripped of her security clearances? She should be, based on what we know.
The very least. That's the very least sanction I could take.
Well, we'll continue to have more of that. Joe DeGeneva, 7:05, and Lanny Davis at 8:05. A lot of Hillary news that we'll be talking about. Right now, let's listen to El Rushmo.
Hillary Clinton is not the only one getting away with it. There's a terrorist on the loose, and members of both parties are blaming Obama. In December 2014, Obama allowed a Syrian-born terrorist, Jihad Ahmed Mustafa Diab, to leave our secure accommodations at Guantanamo Bay. Diab and five other terrorists were transferred to Uruguay to be looked after. State Department was heavily involved in the transfer, so maybe there's an email chain about it on a server in somebody's basement waiting to be deleted and lied about. But I digress. Now, here we are 2 years later. The government of Uruguay has lost track of Mr. Jihad. They don't know where he disappeared to, but there's suspicion he's in Brazil, which just happens to be where the Olympics are going to be, which many Americans are going to be attending. Now, there have been multiple instances of Gitmo terrorists released by Obama showing back up on the battlefield, putting American military lives in danger, and now we have another terrorist Obama discharged who could be in striking distance of more Americans. But none of that deters Obama. He is hell-bent on emptying Club Gitmo to keep a campaign promise he never should have made. Transferring terrorists to other countries is a backdoor way of accomplishing that mission. And if it costs American lives, well, it's a breaks. Collateral damage. Besides, how many people have we killed over the years? It's a little payback. We deserve it, right?
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Successful entrepreneurs just like you know that demand, location, and attraction are the keys to building a solid business. And now, for the first time ever, Reese and Irby's robotic frozen yogurt vending machines offer you the opportunity to own your own business and provide those exact tools to aid in your success. Imagine a revolutionary kiosk that creates that essential essential demand at any location, delivering delicious and creamy frozen yogurt for your customers. 9 flavors, 6 toppings, served from a robot. Picture a machine that can be placed practically anywhere and a corporate support team that finds all the premier sites for you so you can focus on your premium opportunity. It's a vending experience that creates excitement, captivates audiences of all ages, and generates endless possibilities for your potential success. Want to learn more? Recent Irby's Froyo kiosks are now available as a franchise opportunity across the U.S. But you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 4040. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 4040.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, this is great here around the top side, College Park into Silver Spring, lighter than normal. No complaints through that stretch. 270 also looks good. Just a little bit of volume passing Urbana down toward the exit for 109 in the Hyattstown area. Trying to get by on I-70 eastbound as you head down toward the Myersville exit, and that's from an earlier crash. Most of that activity on the shoulder. We had a minor one in the backups. So 70, a little bit of a struggle heading into the Frederick area this morning. 66, not so bad. Heading through Manassas Centerville, that seems to be about the slowest stretch, and also through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the week as we'll continue to see sunshine dominant, clear sky with a few high clouds, 89 today. Tonight down near 70. Tuesday, partly cloudy early, then increasing clouds with late day showers, maybe a thunderstorm, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 5:56.
I'm glad you came so quickly.
1-800-GOT-JUNK always comes when it's convenient for you, sir.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Is this your main man, Tom, and your other main man, Tom?
That's us.
Here, let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Exactly. Today, we're going to get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
Great, I'll take over from here. That, and that, and that.
Now follow me. This, and that big bother, it's gone, just like you said.
Wow, it's a brand new world.
Peaceful.
Will there be anything else?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Well, coming up in the next hour, there is a reporter who says he's 95% sure he knows who Trump is going to pick as his vice presidential running mate. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll take your calls about who you think Trump should choose. And I'm going to have a few moments to reflect upon the decision last week to not bring charges against Hillary Clinton.